own it, you know? She confronts me about the fleshlight in my bathroom. I just say, oh, so you met Charlotte. How do you feel about open relationships? This is awesome, you guys being here. I usually don't get to do like comedy shows. I'm just at open mics, which I don't know if you've been. I wouldn't recommend it. Some dark shit you hear at open mics. Just the volumes of psychological damage coming out of people's mouth. It's really funny. It's amazing. And it makes me insecure sometimes. Like maybe I don't have the level of psychological trauma necessary to make it as a stand-up comic, you know? Like, you take stock. Like, okay, my parents are divorced. I got that going for me. But then again, I had never developed an eating disorder when my parents sent me off to Jesus camp where I lost my virginity to the youth pastor. So I'm a little behind.
Was it a boy or a girl?
I can't tell. It's a really good set, though. She was funny. I wonder if psychological trauma as a child really is the key to being a great stand-up comic, then you know who's got to have some awesome material right now is Elian Gonzalez. Guy's amazing, I bet. Hope they lift the embargo so we can hear his one-hour special. Damn it, I was so close. That's what it's called. I decided to try to take a little better care of my health recently. I finally figured out how I'm going to lose some weight. I am just going to, you know how some people like to watch TV while they exercise? I decided that I'm going to get on the treadmill and then put on a really scary horror movie on the TV behind me. Just run out the fear, guys. Just run until Wes Craven leaves me alone. The credits can't get me. Okay. Yeah, this is all mildly amusing, don't you think? I had a doctor's appointment recently because, you know, like, you neglect it as long as you can, and then you're, like, touching your neck one day, and that lump shouldn't be there, and then you just got to do something about it. It was weird for me because I realized it's been a long time since I had a doctor's appointment that wasn't fictitious. Like, as far as the employers I've had know, I've been to the doctor many, many times in the past few years, and this is just a neglected tenement of a structure going on. I puked up a cigarette butt the other day, which was weird, because I remember eating a whole cigarette, and I want to know what happened there. Doesn't seem, I don't know. It was really kind of got the better of me because I went to pay for all this and I realized that I had bought insurance the same way I buy a bottle of wine to go to a dinner party, just the cheapest bottom shelf available at the time, and just try to mix it in with all the others and hope for the best. But then it's like I ended up having to drink my own shitty wine. It's like, Charles Shaw, no, it's poison. Yeah, I know it's cheap, but it's clearly the high point of the value we're going for. I've also been trying to get my brother to take better care of himself lately, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to need his organs someday. I tell him all the time, you got to get your life together. I feel like shit. I took some acid the other day just because I was afraid I was getting out of practice. Guys, don't worry. Turns out I'm still great at it. I climbed a tree, didn't punch anyone in the face. You guys ever get high before work?
Yeah.
For like 14 months? Me neither. Guys, you ready for a comedy show? Ready to see some great local comics?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm excited for you. Let's play track two to bring up our first comic of the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy puts on comedy shows in San Francisco, the East Bay, and probably lots of other places. He is a warm, funny man with lots of great material for you. Please give a big round of applause right now for Juan Medina.
for your host, Ben Lupinetti. 27 years old. He's old enough to drink alone now. He can drink alone and no one has to judge him. What's up? Look at you four. You four look like you were on one of those, like mission mural walks and you got lost. I'm enjoying this right here. You guys are like, yeah, what's going on? Welcome. Welcome to the mission. I'm born and raised in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right, which means that I now live in Oakland. And that's how that works, you guys. It's called gentrification. Oakland's pretty sweet, though, you know? Oakland's really sweet, except for, it's got its own set of unique circumstances. For example, my apartment is haunted. It really is. But since it's in Oakland, it's haunted by the ghost of a sassy black woman. It's a little bit different than your traditional white lady ghost, you guys. All right, the other night I got up to use the restroom, and as I was walking down the hall, the ghost let her presence be known. Okay, and this is what she sounded like. So imagine that I'm walking down the hall, and this is what I heard from behind me, okay? It sounded like this. Boo. Boo. Motherfucker, I said boo. Turn your simple ass around. I turned around, and there before me was the beautiful and voluptuous specter of an African-American woman. She had her hand on her hip, as sassy as she wanted to be. She looked me square in the eye and said, "Oh, what, boy? You ain't scared of me?" And I said, respectfully, "No." And she said, "Well, good, because ain't no one trying to scare your goofy ass anyway." And then she disappeared into an old issue of Vibe magazine. You guys know what Vibe magazine is? Do you know? You know what how about Jet magazine? Jet Beauty of the Week? You do know what Jet is? Yeah, Jet magazine. Tight. Did anyone else go to Pride a few weeks ago? I went to Pride. It was fantastic. I played this game. I don't know if you played this game. It's called Don't Stare at 17-Year-Olds. I lost a lot. There's so many. People are just not wearing a lot of clothes at this thing anymore. I don't know. I guess it was really hot. Here's the thing, though. As nude as people were, I several of my friends, they all came up to me and they're like, "You know, Juan, I have never seen so much penis in my life. I must have seen 4-10 different penises." Right? And I was like, dude, I was like, you know, it's funny because I did not see one penis. And I think it's just, I don't get it. I don't, like, it's probably because, like, I don't know if you know how, like a penis works, you know? But it's like when a person's naked or their penis is out, it's not like they're like wearing a top hat and then like a tuxedo top. And then out of nowhere, there's just like a penis there. You have to like actively look for a penis. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like at eye level. If it is, that's pretty impressive. But I've never seen that before. How you doing, sir?
Doing good, thank you.
I feel like I should tell you that it's
$5. It's $5, huh?
It is.
I probably have $5.
Woo! Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty
tough. I haven't checked yet. They said I dropped something on
it. All right, that's enough interaction for tonight. That is enough interaction. Don't give it to me, though. Give it to that guy in the back. Yeah, or put it in the box. Anyway, what else I want to talk to you about? Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I kind of lost my momentum, but you guys are supportive. But I'll tell you about this. I recently watched the entire Harry Potter movie series. Have you ever watched this? So good. So good. It gets so dark at the end, but it's so good. I told my buddy about this, and he's like, dude, congratulations. Now you got to read all the books. And I'm like, no, I don't. I just watched all the fucking movies. I do not need to read the books. And he's like, but bro, the books, the theater of your mind, your imagination will bring these books to life. Dude, I have a great imagination, but there is no way that my imagination, how much am I getting paid for this show tonight?
later.
Hey, that's how low I'm getting paid tonight, you guys. So that's okay. I do this for the love. Who cares? But anyway, the point is, let's say I'm getting paid $40. Let's theoretically, right? Right? That's the best joke of the night, by the way. My point is that there is no way that I could compete with the imagination of a team of people with a $150 million budget. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So no matter how good I am at imagining while I read these books, there is no way I can compete. My friend didn't understand this, though. He's like, come on, bro. How about if you were stuck on a deserted island? Would you read the books then? And I was like, eventually. Like, first, I would just roll coconuts around, you know? Just kind of like smash them together. Maybe make like as much different food out of coconuts as I can. Eventually lose my mind, start hunting the shadow monster I think is hunting me. And then after I got tired of that, I would probably start thumbing through those books. But I wouldn't like it, I'll tell you that much. I'd be thinking about the movies the whole time. All I'm saying is my buddy is just like, dude, when you don't read, you miss out. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't read a lot, and I think I'm a little bit cooler than you are. I think that people like me more, and probably it's because I don't go around telling people that they're missing out on stuff by not reading, you guys. I'm not a pretentious asshole is what I'm trying to say. I'm a nice guy. You two look like you would be more comfortable with glasses of Merlot in your hands is what I'm getting. Really? Tight. Which like where? What's your corner? Tight. Guerrero. I mean that's it was, but the Noe Valley is just kissing my cheek. There's not that many. There aren't really Mexicans here so much as there's people that summer in Cancun. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is that there's no burrito shops on Guerrero, but there are a bunch of wrap shops. You know what I'm saying? I'm just busting your chops. I know there's Papalote. Oh, man. Papalote. Exactly, Pam. $18 burrito. Get that out of here, you guys. $18 burrito. What does it have in it? A goddamn gift card for $5? What the fuck? Jesus Christ, for $10 in that thing. Oh, man, we're having such a great time here, I think. I really feel like we're connecting. I feel like everyone's safe. I feel. Do you guys feel it? I'm feeling it. He's smiling now. This guy, Ben, you had a great set, by the way, but this guy was a fucking iron wall right here. This guy was not emoting. He's tough, but he's sensitive inside. I know. I know that once, I can tell by this guy, once you get past the first knuckle, oh, my God, he's like butter, right? Right? Am I right? Come on, you guys. Talking about a little anal fingering. We've all done it. We've all had it done to each other, right? All right, come on. Don't get uncomfortable on me, all right? Just let my jokes ease in there. And then relax. Oh my God, you are a life coach when it comes to the anus, huh? I bet you're just like, relax. Everything's gonna be all right. Does everyone know what Tinder here is? Am I making you uncomfortable, sir? I'm sorry. I don't mean to disrespect your sensibility with my stupidity. Yes. Oh. Really? Sometimes you cry? Oh. Hey, don't worry. My girlfriend's here. Sometimes she makes me cry. But it's only when she gets about this far. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. I love you so much. I trust her, is what I'm trying to say. I trust her a lot. Does everyone know what Tinder is?
Yes.
You think you know what Tinder is, but let's look at it again, all right? Tinder is a dating app that's based on Grindr. Grindr is an app that helps horny gay men find other horny gay men. I didn't mean to point at you. That want to have sex right now. But Tinder is an app that helps horny straight men find straight women that want to have a 30-second conversation over the span of several weeks. Right now. Yeah. I met my girlfriend on Tinder. Oh, yeah. She's a freak. I'll tell you that right now. Well, with me, she is a freak. I don't know. Maybe probably with everyone else, too. But anyway, so whatever. The point is, one of her favorite activities involves licking my nipples. That's right. Now, I get almost no pleasure from this. But I let her do it because I'm suave as fuck, you guys. The other night, she was licking my nips. When she got done, she whispered in my ear, and she was like, "Ooh, baby, I want to take your pleasure experience to the next level. I want to stimulate your prostate." Yeah. And I was like, "No." And when she asked me why I said no, I told her it was because I feel like I'm dirty down there, and it makes me uncomfortable. I then asked her why she wanted to do it, and she said it's because she finds it really attractive when a man is secure enough with their body to allow a woman in there. Yeah, she says that when a man does that, that he is the epitome of manliness. And I was like, "You're right. There is nothing manlier than me letting you suck on my tits while you finger blast my asshole." Right? Okay. Is that... I crossed the line, you guys. Too many asshole fingering jokes. This guy's uncomfortable, dude. This guy's uncomfortable, man. Hey, look. We all. How old are you? Once you're over 40, you got to go every year to get it checked out. Well, you look great. But how does that colon look is what I want to know. Well, oh, goodness. All right. Yeah, well, my ride's here, you know what I mean? It's my lift. You didn't like it. You know, all I can tell you is that you guys are in store for so many funny people. And if you just relax yourselves, you will find how much pleasure it will go into your lives. I wish I had like one more. Can I do one more? Is that cool or no? Yeah? So, okay. So, this is one that I was thinking about. So I live, the other night, you know, when we do comedy shows, a lot of times we get off work really late. And the other night I got off a show, it was like about midnight. And there were no cabs in sight, so I had to walk home. And I was walking home, and I decided to take a shortcut through an alleyway, right? As I was walking down the alleyway, this guy comes up to me, he's wearing a black hoodie, and he pulls out a gun. Yeah, and he shoved it in my stomach, and he was like, "Hey, motherfucker, give me everything you've got." So I responded by saying, "And I will always love you." Whatever. Give it up for Guerrero Street, you guys.
All right. That was a lot more nipple talk than I was expecting, but I'm okay with that. It's okay if we explore those areolas of wordplay. Yeah, you're loving it. You're not so much. I like you calling him out for being a stonewall early, and then your response is, "Yeah, he's tough." Well, why'd you bring him? You're the critic. Are you like a real critic? Is that your job? Please tell me no. I did not, okay, good. I did not design this show with a critic. What do you do, if I may be so bold as to ask? Oh, you look like... Did you look at her for permission to tell?
No.
Are you in the CIA? You probably shouldn't tell me. This is on the radio. What's up, guy? You were a little late to the game. How did you hear about the show? How did you get... Jonathan! Yeah. Jonathan's friend. That's cool. Keeping it real in the front row. I like that. Very bold of you. That's nice. Thank you. What? Okay. I mean, ninjas are known for their secrecy. I'm trying to be as public and well-known as possible, but... This is my big plan. I only want to become so famous so that when somebody accuses me of doing something terrible, everybody's like, "Nah, we love that guy." Just need that, like, bolster of good reputation. How about you guys? You guys came a little bit late, too. No, that's okay. I'm not, like, a stickler on time. But how'd you hear about the show?
Online through Gold Star.
Yeah! Yeah, Gold Star! Come through again. All right, guys, you ready for your next comic coming up the stage? Of course you are. She runs an amazing open mic here every Friday night, as well as a couple other shows here and there. She just had an amazing fundraiser for the month of June, raised a ton of money for this station. She really is like holding this place together, like the super glue that holds up these walls, which is not up to code, but we're working on that. It's why we raise so much money. Please, a big round of applause right now for Pam Benjamin.
We have no code, but we recently have liability insurance because a person of, here's the thing, if you weigh more than 200 pounds, you should never wear stiletto heels. I am not gonna say that a 300 pound tranny fell through our floor. Here's the thing, if you're over 200 pounds, you should never be wearing stilettos. Can we all like high five on this right now? Like it's a thing. Like I've got to have liability insurance because you're 300 pounds and you're a dude wearing a dress. Anyways, no one got hurt in the making of this insurance and everything's going to be okay. I'm a communist, so I don't believe in insurance. But I understand I live in a capitalist society and I have to take care of people's children for money. I'm a nanny. Is anyone else a nanny? Is that, yeah! Anybody else fostering all the youth of society? It's great. I'm never drunk when I nanny. I never, everyone knows. All my nanny people know I'm not drunk. Here's the thing, I don't even smoke pot before my nanny job. Because now I do this thing called Nanny Core 2.0, right? Because my people live on Knob Hill, so I have to go down a hill and uphill with a baby stroller. So, like, I'm walking up the hill, and I keep the same pace, right? And I flip my hands, right? Because now I'm working the bye-bye arms, right? We're doing Nanny Core 2.0. Let's do it. Here's the thing. After 20 minutes of burning fat, I'm burning THC. Because I don't have to smoke pot before my nanny job, so I can be high at the top of the hill. Pot lives in your fat. It's great. Everybody join the pot. Can we all smoke pot? I mean, I'm a nanny. Of course I smoke pot. I'm dealing with your children for $20 an hour, and I'm treating them like kings. I love your children. I love your kid, too. I will treat them. The best thing about babies is they're so easy to make happy. The worst thing about babies is why do they have pockets in their pants? I think a lot of nanny thoughts all the time, and one of the nanny thoughts I'm thinking is why does the 15-month-old have pants in his pockets? What could he possibly put in his pockets? Like, we're spending money for Mexicans to make these baby pants, and they're putting an extra pocket in there. That's like a whole extra sew and a thing, right? And why? What is a baby gonna put in his fucking pocket? He can't even put his hands in his pockets. It's impossible. They can't even put socks on. Children are like functionally retarded. So here's the thing. What are you gonna do with baby pants pockets? I put my drugs in there. Because it's the safest place. Because babies understand zippers. So my backpack is fucked. The baby knows how to get in and out of the fucking backpack, but he can't get into his own pockets. All right? And is a cop gonna search a baby? that's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna put a quarter ounce in the baby's pockets. And he can't even smoke it. Babies can't work lighters. Put pot in the baby's pockets. They're pot kits. It's where you hide your weed from your children. It's in their own pocket. I'm sorry. I think that is just, it's so ironic. I am also a person that has great smartitude and things. I got two masters. What? I know the word smartitude. I made that up. Fuck you guys. I'm a poet. I own the language. Fuck you guys. No, I shouldn't say. Everyone, I used to be a poet. This is real. And the problem was that I started writing poems about my third abortion, and it was like, I can't hear another poem about my third abortion. It's going to make me put pencils in my eyes. But I'll tell a joke about my second abortion, because the third joke is just for comedic effect. I've only had two abortions, is my point. On my second abortion, I took this great drug called midazolam. Anybody know about this? The fast-acting, short-lived benzodiazepine. I love drugs. I'm sitting down for my abortion, and they're like, so people like sometimes talk during their abortion, sometimes they're quiet. It's about 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, wait, 5 minutes. I'm going to do a comedy set during my abortion. Is that okay with you guys? They're like, yeah, whatever. So the baby's being sucked out of my body, and I'm telling really great A material, right? It's really great. I'm having the best set of my life. It was a bringer show. I left it there. It was great. No, it was a great set. The only thing I regret about my second abortion is that I didn't have my iPhone on record, because they wouldn't let me bring it into the whole thing. It was in a plastic bag outside the room, because I'm on Medi-Cal, and they wouldn't let me. But I did give them flyers at the end. I was like, come to my comedy shows later, yay! Trying not to have more babies. People ask me all the time as a nanny, they're like, you're so great with kids. You're so great with kids. Why don't you have kids? And I'm like, your 11-year-old accidentally just called me mom, and you have 9 kinds of cheeses in your refrigerator drawer. 9 kinds of cheeses! 3 of them from Cowgirl Creamery. Fuck you guys! Like, I want to get paid $20 an hour to hang out with your children. What I'm saying is that I love cheese. I also love cats. Cats, cats, cats. Any cat fans in here? High five on the cat. Yeah, cats, 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 cats! Cats! Forever cats. It's all about our alien overlords. Oh, cats. I'm a crazy cat lady, but not in the way that you think. Like, I want to take my cat and I want to shave him. And then I want to knit a sweater out of his fur. And then I want to make him wear it. Because I'm a crazy cat lady. Meow! The Big Lemowski. I actually want to, like, make a movie with my cat as the star. It's a Big Lemowski. I make a tiny, like, bathrobe for him, and I make him wear it. He's the Big Lemowski. You guys don't even know. It's so crazy. I know my cat loves the shit out of me because we kiss sometimes. And then my boyfriend was finger banging me the other day, and he didn't just sniff his fingers, he licked him. Which means my cat either loves the shit out of me, or women really do taste like tuna. Either way, these aged purple lips are a fine sashimi. It's ahi, not albacore. It's none of that white shit. It's all dark and purpled, you guys. It's so scary. It's so much masturbation over the years. It's so dark. One of my vagina lips it has a wonky fin. It's a tiny fin. And I think that's where I get all my power from. It's my Nemo fin. I have a tiny vaginal wonky fin. It floats to the left. And I feel this sexual prowess comes from the wonky fin. And when my cat sticks his tail between and he flips it side to side, I feel like a shark. What can I do? I'm like, let's chum these waters together, my cat. I'm having my period soon. Anybody have a period here in the room? Yeah, bloody. Bloody once a month, what? I have decided that the paper industry is for shit, and that what happened? I mean, all right. Why does Nabisco own tampon companies? Why? Why? Because we gotta put cotton up our twats. Here, we don't, though. The thing is that I wear baby bib blood diapers, and what could that possibly mean? I take the baby bibs after the babies don't need them anymore, and I wash them, and then I fold them up, and I stick them in panties, right? Because it used to be called being on the rag for a reason, all right? So I'm like literally on the rag. I take baby blood diapers, I put them next to my twat, I soak up my blood, and I wash them like a real person in water and stuff. And that's great, yes! But the problem is that we've got all of our twats on the paper industry now, killing trees. Can we just, like, can all the ladies in the room right now just, like, solidarity with me and just, like, promise that you'll use, like, 2 less tampons a month? Can you do that? I don't use any tampons because I've always had a problem shoving something up myself because I was a virgin until I was 20. So I was like, I'm supposed to put something inside myself, but there's never been anything in there. And why are they making me do this? Why is this happening? Fuck the paper. Everyone, if we can fuck capitalistic universe... Where we can start is with our own twats. That's what I'm saying. No more paper. No more paper in my twat. Use a sock. You can use an old boy, that weird old boyfriend sock that's just been sitting there, and you're like, what is this one lone sock? Why is it here? Whose was that? What is happening? Use it as a period diaper. Use it, wash it. Good times. I'm just saying, like, save the world one sock at a time. Reuse, renew, recycle. We're in San Francisco. Let's be fucking progressive. Let's be regressive. I mean, it's, like, again, it's called being on the rag. There's a reason why they call it that. Bring the rag back. Fuck. Did I already do nanny core? Have we already been working out? Did we already work out with Lupita and Consuela? Did we do that? Here's the thing about working out with nanny core is that I don't have to work out and pay $20 a month to be a part of it. I get paid $20 an hour. And I push the baby up the hill. And Lupita and Consuela are learning. And they don't, it's hard for them. They still have the tummy. We're all working at the top of the hill. I don't understand why I'm skinny and they aren't. I'm not trying to be racist about that. I don't get it. I don't get it. They're walking up the same hill as I am. What are they eating that I'm not? Fucking give me some of that crema primera, mucho, delicioso. Go. I'll let you guys go tonight with a totally non sequitur joke. I love whiskey. Who loves whiskey? Yay! I've been looking for the right guy for so long, and I need him to take his uncircumcised penis and pull it out, and then pull his foreskin out over that, and then put whiskey in his foreskin, because I want whiskey dick for real. Can I finally please someone? That would be great. I'd really, really enjoy it. Thank you guys so much. This has been really super fun. Put your hands together. It's Ben Lupinetti. Yay!
Benjamin, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of pissed that she stole all my material about periods. I'm gonna lie. On the other hand, my favorite thing in the world was listening to you talk about your vagina and listening to Molly Sanchez cough and sputter her drink in the back of the room. That made my night! Your next comic come up to the stage. What can I say about this guy? The safe word for your next comic is McDonald's. Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause now for Zach Wiseman.
Hey, he's just kidding. There's no fucking safe words. There's no outs. Too bad. Give it up for Pam Benjamin, saving the planet with her pussy. Whoa. Stop eating trees with your cunts, ladies. Fantastic. It's a good way to open a show, right? People like to say shit like, you shouldn't shame people. Stop using shame. But shame is like a great fucking tool. If you want people to stop doing something, shame is like one of the best ways. You know there's like no crime in Japan? Why? Shame. Fuck, it works, man. I mean, sure, the suicide rate is through the roof, but that's just criminals killing themselves. I don't see the fucking problem here. That's a win-win solution, right? Yeah, I'm a fucking scumbag, guys. It doesn't bother me. It bothers other people. Like, I'll smoke cigarette butts I find on the ground, and people are like, they'll be like, Zach, that's disgusting. There's fucking germs. There's probably human urine on that. And then I'll do something like, I'll be like, ew, my poison's dirty. What the fuck is wrong with you? This is killing me right now. That'd be like if I was going to kill myself, right? But then I drop my shotgun in the mud, and I'm like, not putting that in my mouth. No siree. I'm going to live another fucking day. I like drugs. Who likes drugs? Fucking cowards. I do. I really like drugs. They're one of my favorite things in the whole world. I've done most of the drugs. Haven't done a few. I've always wanted to try chloroform. I see. You know what I mean? Like, one of my favorite parts about heroin is all the naps I get to take, right? That's fucking fantastic. I want a specific drug for naps. I want a nap drug. That'd be great. Like, you get off a hard day's work. Like, I don't do that. But, like, if you did, you get off a hard day's work, you just go home and fucking turn on the TV, lay a rag on your face, just fucking nap till you're... God, that'd be great. That'd be a weird thing to get caught with, though, right? Like if the cops pulled you over and they found chloroform, they're like, what the fuck are you up to? You're like, oh, no, don't worry, officer. It's for recreational use. I relax with it when I get off work. I don't get off work. I used to work. I used to do construction work in Alaska, as you can tell by my manly physique, right? I did that for years. Did that for fucking years, and it's horrible. I made lots of money, and I hated every minute of it. So just fucking don't do it. You can... Here's some people don't know. You can just not do things you don't want to do. Like when I was a kid, my mom was like, Zach, you know, there's things in life, you know, you just got to do things you don't want to do sometimes. Nope, not at all. Fucking no. You're wrong, Mom. I just, as of like a month ago, stopped being a homeless man. I was homeless for like a year out here. And shut up, don't clap, you fucking idiots. I moved into a closet. I moved into a closet for $200 a month, right? Which is probably the best deal in the city. But that means I have $200 less a month than I did when I was homeless. Which is kind of fucking pathetic. When I was homeless, this other homeless guy, I was talking to him, and he's like, Zach, it's way chiller in Oakland as a homeless person. You should like move out to Oakland and be homeless. And I was like, dude, I didn't become homeless to commute. The fuck is wrong with you? Like, I'm gonna be next to shit I want to be next. I'm not gonna be in Oakland, you fucking moron. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna roll up my sleeping bag every morning and hop on the train? No, I'm not doing that.
365.
He's.
Lunch.
Don't know what that means. Okay. Thought that was a. Never mind. Nope. If I ever had a kid, I would fucking ruin that kid. I mean, not just by, like, the information I've shared with you thus far. Like, I would, like, intentionally ruin that kid. Like if I ever had a kid and I caught him masturbating, I would pretend he was the first person to do that ever. Because that would be fucking hilarious, right? Like, I walk in his room and, like, is your penis itchy? What are you doing right now? Is there yogurt coming out of your penis? Oh my God, get in the car. We gotta go to the hospital, right now, go! And like, I wouldn't stop. I just would not give that up. Like, I'd act frantic the whole time, the whole drive to the hospital. I'd be pacing in the lobby, and we'd get to see the doctor, right? I'm like, all right, doc, this is gonna sound weird. I know, just hear me out. So I walk in on my kid, he's practicing shaking hands with his penis. I don't know, I mean, he's 12 now, trying to get in the job market. Probably realizes a solid handshake is really how you seal that interview, right? So he's doing that, and all of a sudden, like, tapioca comes pouring out of his dick, right? And, like, just show him what you're doing. Show him. No, come on. It was faster. Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'll show him. Fuck. Holy shit, doc. You got to try this. And that would be the day my son thought he invented masturbation. And that would be the strangest fucking complex I think a human could have. That would be, would love to see that. I would like to name my kid your day job. So that way, if he had any kind of ambition, there would be, she gets it already. There would be like no way you could be like supportive and be like, oh, come on, don't quit your day job. Don't quit, don't give I like that joke. So when I was homeless, I thought about getting a gun, you know, for self-defense. But then somebody told me guns don't even kill people. And I was like, well, that's bullshit. I need something lethal for sure. I want that. What kills people? People kill people? Oh, no. I thought we moved past that as a country. I'm not doing that at all. Like, plus, it's like really hard to find a midget that's willing to live in your nightstand in case shit happens, right? It's a. I don't even know what that costs. That's a weird number I don't even think about. This is a weird fucking city, guys. When I moved out here as a homeless person, I was like, all right, I'm going to be homeless for a while. This is going to suck. And then I figured out that people just throw beds out in the street. And I was like, holy shit, dude. I get to sleep in a bed every night as a homeless. This is amazing. Fuck shelters. So people like to bring up this weird shit. And then they have no real foresight. They'll be like, if I had a time machine, I'd go back in time and I would kill Hitler. And they fail to think that like maybe we actually live in that timeline right now. Maybe we're in a timeline where someone did go back in time and kill Hitler. Right? Okay, hear me out. So this guy, he builds a time machine in the future, he goes back in time, he kills Hitler, right? Takes care of that, goes to the future, is fucking ruined, right? There's like aliens just slave raping all of humanity, and he's like, oh fuck, goes back in time, can't meet himself because of that whole paradox, right? So he's just standing over the corpse of Hitler, and he's like, fuck, I gotta be Hitler now. And he hides the body, and he wakes up every morning, shaves that stupid fucking mustache in his face, and just sighs, and just like, oh fuck. All right, game face, time to kill some Jews. Time to, God, I don't want to do this. Okay, reluctant Hitler, I just like that idea. He's like, guys, don't go overboard. I know exactly how many Jews we need to kill. I have all the numbers right here. Sound like you just put your hand on a hot plate. Ah, fuck, man. So I used to live in Vegas. I lived in Vegas before I came here. Don't do that. The place is shit. Just go for the fucking weekend you're going to go for and don't stay longer because it's a fucking horrible place to be. Like, I forgot that you could get a sunburn without, like, having the sun physically hurt you. Like, I go outside and be like, oh, Jesus, fuck! And then I would not get sunburned. And then I went to L.A. and I was like, oh, this is nice. And I just peeling like a fucking reptile. It was horrible. So I was in Vegas. I was at this bus stop one night. And this guy from his car in the parking lot behind me, he's like, hey, man, do you have a cigarette? You know, I'm a nice guy. I run up, I give him a cigarette. And I'm like, hey, dude with the car, which way are you going? He's like, that way. I'm like, fucking fantastic. Same way I'm going. Hey, man, can I get a ride home without missing a beat? He goes, sure, if I can suck your dick. And this confused me. I'm like, what? So I'm driving? Or, like, how is this? Because in zero of my fucked up sex fantasies has the driver of the car ever blown me, right? That seems unsafe, right? That's how you die. You're fucking dead. You're dead. And part of me is like, Zach, you have dignity. Just go wait for your bus. Larger part of me is like, you don't have any dignity. That's like 2 extra hours of sleep you can get. Even larger part of me is like, Zach, this is hilarious. You gotta let this man blow you. So we're driving down the street, right? And we're like, driving down the road. And like halfway to the destination, he pulls off in this alley, right? And like, I could have got out then, but I'd still be taking the same bus, you know? So I'm fucked either way. Well, fucked one way, blown the other. And one of those is netting me 2 extra hours of sleep, so I know where I stand on that, right? So I stay in the car, and then it becomes very real to me. I'm about to get a blowjob from a fat, bald Mexican man. Looks like he has a stack of hot dogs glued to the back of his neck, right? And yeah, I thought I could do better, but whatever. And I realized that I've never pulled out a flaccid dick for a blowjob before. That just seems rude, right? I have fucking manners, guys. So I'm doing mental exercises. I'm like, all right, tits and ass, tits and ass. It's working. I got like a half chub going. I got some blood pumping into my meat, right? And but it's just God damn it, quit fucking up my rhythm. But as soon as I pull my dick out, right, like as soon as it touches his hand, it's like a vampire to sunlight, right? It's like pouring salt on a slug. My dick's collapsing in on itself like a dying star. And that's how I know I'm not gay. Like most of you people just figure you're not gay. I have field tested this theory to completion, by the way. Research is in. So I was at this bar one night, and I had like this pink collared shirt on, and this guy just being a cunt, he comes up, he's like, hey, what are you, gay? I'm wearing a pink shirt, what are you, some kind of fag? I was like, Jesus Christ, man, yeah, I'm gay because I'm wearing a pink shirt, you fucking moron. No, I'm gay because I love cock, right? Because I just want to devour all the cocks until I pass out from exhaustion, right? And then I have a dream where I'm strolling through a forest of dicks with a picnic basket, but there's no food in the picnic basket. It's full of dildos and lube. And I come across this clearing, and there's a bear trying to flip over a car made of licorice, because I'm dreaming. I don't fucking know how that shit works. Right? But I help him, and in return, he bends me over this car and just starts drilling me in the ass with this just giant bear cock. It's like 2 foot of bear meat, just giving it to me in the ass, right? And his family comes out, and they're eating porridge and like critiquing his hip movements. Dreams. Dreams. I don't know, guys. I don't know. All right, and then he starts coming, just like gallons of bear cum getting pumped into my ass, like so much bear cum that I start vomiting bear cum. Well, it's like bile and then feces and then bear cum, because that's how your gastrointestinal system works, right? So I start vomiting bear cum, and this turns me on so much that I start coming, right? But I'm so full of bear cum by this point in time that I'm coming bear cum from my dick, right? It's like his cum is just like osmosis, and so. And then I wake up and I rub one out, because that was a great dream. And none of that has anything to do with the color of my shirt. So, all right, guys, I'm Zach Wiseman. You have a good night. You have a good fucking night.
Fucking Zach Wiseman. I knew it was a good idea booking him. I like how when he like came to conclusion in the middle of his set that he had to become Hitler, like you had this like look on your face like, oh fuck yeah, of course, you do. Yeah, no. Gotta be Hitler. Sometimes you just gotta be Hitler, guys. That's a tagline for this show. That tagline's not working. Guys, your next coming up to the stage, she's a reverend. She's sweet. She's a lovely person. Best of all, she's funny as fuck. Yeah. Guys, give a warm, warm welcome to Ruby Gill.
Yeah, keep it going for everybody you've seen so far and Ben Lupinetti, you guys. Is this on? Oh, here we go. Oh, I think you guys need a bar of soap after the last few sets. What do you think? This is just going to feel like a clean shower. You're going to be like, Ruby, let me just lather in it. Some dew. You guys, it's been a good week for me. I was recognized recently. It was a big deal. It made me feel really good. I was walking down the street. A stranger approached me. He said, hey! I know you from somewhere? And I said, I don't know. Do you enjoy comedy in and around the Bay Area? He said, no. I said, well, fine. Where the hell do you know me from, dude? And he said, I remember you from the Embarcadero BART station, Memorial Day. You were vomiting your brains out. I said, hey, stranger, nice to see you. Glad you recognize me. You guys, I am a person who usually makes a lot of mistakes in life. You know, I make poor choices all the time. Sure. What? I slept with one of my friends. It's a bad idea, okay? You know, I highly recommend not doing that, okay? Because when you're friends with somebody, you accept all of their faults, you know, all the things that are wrong with them, blindly. You enjoy them. You treasure them. And once you start banging and blowing, all that shit just goes out the window, right? Like this guy that I fucked, my friend. You know, I used to think it was so funny when he would brag about the fact that he never pays child support to his daughter. Not the kind of daddy I'm looking for, you know? Or there's the time that he was 4 hours late for a date that began at 11 p.m. at my house. Poor time management skills, methinks. You know, the final nail in the coffin came when we were having a fine discussion in my apartment. I live in San Francisco. And, you know, we were in the living room, kitchen, same place, you know. And he broke wind. Yeah. He farted in the room where my food sleeps. Disrespectful, okay? I'd had it. You know, I wanted to hate this man, but I couldn't because I realized he had two redeemable qualities. I counted. One, life fucked him, so, you know. It's got to count for something. You can't help who's into you, but you can exploit it. And two, this is exactly what he sounds like every time he orgasms. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Who could hate a guy like that, right? When you come without abandon like that every single time, that's beautiful. That's love. Wait, that's just jizz. Oops. Something else you should know about me is I'm actually awful with names. Can't retain them. Can't remember them. Not for the life of me. So it's actually a gift, because now every time he walks in a room, I just go, oh, shit, hey! Starts with an M, right? I can't remember. You guys may not have guessed this about me, but I have a difficult time making friends. I do, yeah. I like to go shopping for my friends at my favorite store, Walgreens, on the corner of Happy and Healthy. You know, I like to go in and get to know my neighbors, you know, just peek into their baskets, see what they're up to, aggressively suggest coconut oil, usual. My favorite aisle to go down has to be the greeting card aisle, because you really get to know people's like sweet sentiments that they want to share with their loved ones. I saw this one woman put a delightfully interesting card. It read, happy anniversary from the both of us. What? You're a functional couple congratulating another functional couple on staying together and not dying alone? Who are you? Let's be friends. Or there's this other really, really interesting one that said, congratulations on the baby. Congratulations. Not even the people I know. Last friend I know that had a baby. We had a discussion about 8 months ago that ended in us talking about Russian roulette. You know? I need a greeting card for scumbags like me. That's what I'm trying to say. You know? I want to share my sweet thoughts with my disgusting friends. You know, give them something that's like soul-bearing. It's kind. Maybe something like, I'm sorry I finger blasted you last weekend. Then you open up the card, and on the inside it reads, but I was high on Molly, though. Though spelled T-H-O, you guys. Because that's urban. That's cool. Let's leave off the U-G-H. Ugh. That was mild. I enjoyed that, you guys. Thank you. I've lived in the Bay Area for 11 years, but I do not have this sick mouth because of the big city, you guys. I actually have some humble beginnings. I grew up on the border of Mexico and California. Yeah, not the charming town of Tijuana. A lovely town called El Centro, yeah. With the other border entry point being Mexicali.
Mexicali!
Mexicali! So I know you guys are thinking to yourselves, wow, Mexico, California, where did your local news come from? Neither place, actually Arizona. You know? That's how shitty we were. It's hard to have like hometown pride about like a really small town. But, you know, I do go back to this one memory in my mind of, you know, just this one billboard that really touched me on the one highway out of town, you know, just up for years. And they really cared about us. There's this big, beautiful billboard with all these flowers all over it. And in big, bold letters, it read, "Chlamydia. It's not a flower." Kind of confusing, right? Here you got a poster with all these beautiful flowers strewn all about a word that suspiciously looks like a flower, but no dice. No flowers here, folks. Just STDs. Being the inquisitive child I was, you know, every time we'd pass by this billboard, my mom, who was driving, I would ask her, "Mom, if chlamydia is not a flower, what is it?" And she would put her foot on the gas and say, "Nothing!" Probably should have told me. I have to be honest with you guys, this stand-up comedy thing is really fun. But, you know, lately I've been afraid of the things that my parents will find on my computer when I die. And I just don't want them to be jokes just about jizz, you know? So I've gotten into writing scripts for TV, you know? I'm trying to get into the Holly dubs, you know? Trying to figure out what that looks like. You know, what's that life? And I've been, like, thinking of movie ideas, you know? Like, I got something that could totally work, you know? 2016, a sequel to 2015. This kind of original ideas that we got going right now, you guys. Not so jizz-tastical. I actually recently found out that my parents are moving. They let me know that they're moving to Indianapolis. Thought I was going to say something else. I thought they were too. Sadly true. But it has been nice to have them here in the Bay Area because I get to rely on them all the time. Like, they always provide me with such great sage advice. You know, they always remind me of things that I forget. Like, even though I was in mock trial for 2 years in high school, doesn't make me a lawyer. Even though I sneak into doctor's offices and undress men's bodies for sport, doesn't make me a doctor. Just a pervert. And even though I have a favorite Subway that I frequent, I'm not a sandwich artist. I just have a Subway club card full of stamps. All right? That's right, you guys. I'm a shitty Indian daughter. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I don't own and operate my own Subway. I know. Big dreams dashed for those poor folks. You know, they always say really, like, moving things to me, like, "What the hell is wrong with you? You're wasting your life and all your opportunities, you stupid bitch!" Oh, you guys don't like when immigrants yell at you? I love it. It's my favorite. Yeah, I think they're wrong, though. I do use a lot of opportunities. Some they'd be sickened by. Like, you know what? I smoke weed every day without a card.
Yeah!
That's an accomplishment for a stoner.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. No, I have tattoos. Ouch. I had a threesome last year. Double ouch, okay? And you know, as for their stupid bitch comment, it was very difficult to figure out how to breathe during that thing. But I'm alive here to tell you, it's possible. Right. Disgusting. I'm very lucky to say that I am finally seeing a respectful man. Woo! You know, it's not happened to me since 2001. Uh-huh. You know, in this post 9/11 world, I'm finally coming up. I've had like a pretty weird history with men. Like, you know, my ex-boyfriend for a while was like trying to win me back. He was always just like, "Listen, I miss you. I miss the hours of entertainment that you'd provide to me. I miss you, Ruby. You're so funny. Oh my God, all the visuals. What's that HBO Go password again?" I'm done with that guy.
Winter is coming.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. I always just do the wrong things in dating. Because I think for a long time I just felt like, you know what? I'll be a good Indian daughter. But I'm going to fuck up in this dating life. Mm-mm-mm. It's where I get my control. Like, I'm just like the worst person on first dates, you know? Like, it's good to be truthful here, but not anywhere else, you know? I went on a first date a few months back, and this guy just asked me, what's your preferred method of taking Molly? Ah! Wrong question to ask me. Because I just said, hey, I'm not taking drugs for the taste, man. I'm taking them for the experience. It's probably why he tried to take me to Hooters for the second date. Didn't really help myself there. I am seeing a respectful guy, though, and I'm so lucky. I'm just so happy. There's a lot of stark differences, though. When I first went to give him a blowjob, the old dick kiss, I went to remove the rings from my fingers, you know? And as I was removing them, he said to me, whoa, you're taking your rings off? And I said, no. I'm gonna keep them on, wrap this fist in barbed wire, and just ha, 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 ha! And then I'm gonna put those teeth from that Bond film where they're like jaws and la, 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 la! Yeah, I'm taking off my rings, sorry. It's how I do. You know, it is really nice to be respected. It just like makes me feel like every time I feel disrespected, it makes me shiver, it makes me quiver, I hate it. Recently, I was at a party, and one of my friends flashed his dick at me. Ooh. Right? I made the mistake of telling my mom, okay? And I told my mom this, and she said to me, disgusting. You know what you need to do next time? Well, mom, I don't plan there to be a next time, but all right, let's hear this golden nugget. Just pour it on me. And she said, you need to grab it and pull it, and then grab it and pull it. And I said, Mom, I know how hand jobs work, but I like to remove my rings first. Thank you much. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Ruby Gill, ladies and gentlemen. It was informative. I feel like we got some real insight into Ruby Gill's hand job technique and Pam Benjamin's HBO Now password. Gonna watch some True Detective season 2.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell doing an American accent.
Game of Thrones.
How can you resist?
Game of Thrones all day, every day.
Okay, well, not all day, every day. Sometimes I need Vince Vaughn, like, punching people in the face. We got another comic coming up for you right now. This guy is a real gentleman of comedy. Don't let that fool you, though. I'm sure he's got drugs on him. I just think they're probably, it's probably like a snuff box with whatever snuff is in it. Big round of applause right now for Rajiv Dhar.
Snuff is cocaine. Snuff is cocaine. All right. Ladies in the room just learned you're riding Big Paper's dick tonight. That's thanks so much for that, Pam Benjamin. Passing that bit of knowledge on to everybody. Hi, how are you guys doing? I'm yelling right now because I'm hoping I will elicit a response. That's all right. You guys are killing it, my hopes and dreams. Can we all take a moment of silence for all the comedians you've seen tonight? Their careers are over. All right, thank you so much. All right, guys. My girlfriend is so angry at me right now. I have no idea. I see a lot of people in relationships here, a couple of people in relationships. I don't mean to disparage the women in any way. I am just a human being. My girlfriend is angry at me right now. I have no idea why. It makes me feel like Wonder Woman should have a villain called Wonder About Women Man. His great crime would be not being able to read her goddamn mind. And his battle cry would be something like, I didn't say anything. I was just minding my own business. I was just eating a sandwich and watching Netflix. Is that so wrong? I didn't rob that bank. I'm so sorry. I love my girlfriend. She is a beautiful person. I know that's unusual for comedians to say, but I actually do care about her. It's just that I feel like our lives, first of all, I blame the fucking cell phone, man. It's just like, do you need to have a walkie-talkie on you at all times to communicate with everybody in your goddamn life? I really don't think so. I almost didn't even make it here today, guys, because like I was on a phone call with my mom, and I don't know if what you guys have to deal with, but getting off the phone with my mom is like trying to break a contract with Comcast. It's just fucking impossible, you know? So my girlfriend, she's been texting me these sexy texts, sexts. I don't even like to say the word. I sexts. She's been sending me sexts. I don't care for it. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, I guess. You know, I feel like, you know, if you want to fuck me, just leave a post-it note on the fridge that say, let's fuck later, and I can read it, and I crumple it up, I throw it away, and, you know, she sends me, thank you so much for your opinion. She sends me these texts, and, you know, I don't mean to be sarcastic about it. I just can't help it, I guess, because it just kind of like, because when you get a text from somebody, at least in my experience from a woman, you have about like 10 minutes to answer that text before you receive another text, and then another text, and then another text, you know, and they keep ratcheting up. You know, the first text was like, let's fuck tonight, you know, and the second text was like, are we going to fuck tonight? And the next text was like, I want you to choke me tonight. And I was like, if I didn't want to choke you before, I might want to now. I don't know. It's complicated. She's sending me these sexy texts, and they're like, Rajiv, I want to spice it up on the boudoir. And I was like, you know what? Cumin is not going anywhere near my asshole. No thanks. She's like, Rajiv, you know, I want to try some bondage. I was like, great, let's use continue as a safe word. How about that? She was like, Rajiv, I want to have sex someplace dirty. I was like, we haven't cleaned the kitchen floor in 3 months. Does that sound like the right place? So Rajiv, let's have sex in the backseat of the car. I was like, great, I will drive. It was Coit Tower. Just everything that looks phallic. I'll drive past all the phallic monuments in San Francisco. She sent me this one the other day. It was a bit, it was rough. It was like, Rajiv, you know, let's get a sex toy. I'm going to buy a dildo. And I was like, Jessica, make it double-ended. And she was like, double-ended? Why? And I was like, because we're already struggling to make ends meet, Jessica, financially. Jesus Christ. We can't afford such extravagances. Is it one end of the... I don't know. Just make it out of paper mache. This is how we did it when I was a kid. Hopefully it'll hold up. I don't know. So, I don't know, it's just like that's the way communication is, right? We sexualize these kind of things so fast, right? I mean, you know, we're sending sexy texts, you know, we're doing lines of blow off of strippers' asses on iPads, I don't know, maybe some of us are. Anyway, you're getting these, you know, these just like the first telegraph, right, was probably like ba-deep, 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 just revolutionized mass communication, stop, right? And the second telegraph was probably like ba-deep, 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 feeling kind of horny, stop. What are you wearing? Stop. His ego is inflated, obviously. Whalebone corset? Stop. It was the 1800s. Take it off. Stop. I will stop. Stop. Don't stop. I won't stop. Stop. Oh, my God. Stop. Jesus Christ. Stop. No, stop. Oh, I got my foreskin caught in that little clicky thing at the end. It was the 1800s. Men still had their foreskins. You know, it was a different time. Some of us still do. It's cool. I'm bleeding out. Stop. Call for help. Stop. Phones haven't been invented yet, asshole. Okay. Well, you know, I feel like I've disappointed a few people in my life, probably a lot of people in this room, no big deal. Getting on with it. You know, I think the person I disappointed the most is obviously your parents, right? It's the hardest people in the world to please are your parents, right? Like, I don't know about you, but my dad was kind of a hard ass. He was a bit strict. He had a lot of expectations for me. He used to say this thing to me. He said, Rajiv, go out and win a gold medal. Win a gold medal. Right? And I was like, Dad, are you from the 1950s in India? And he was like, yes. And I was like, that is very culturally insensitive of me. I'm so sorry. And I thought, I haven't done anything gold medal worthy. You know, it's like, what have I done, really? You know, you got to do a lot of something. Something really well. You know, like most girlfriends that end up marrying the next guy they dated, gold medal. You know? Never failed a drug test, gold medal. You know, the hardest part is that my dad is no longer with us, though I like to think he's looking down at us all right now because when he died, we had his body shot into space, orbit around the Earth. You know, I personally wanted a physical representation of the emotional distance between us, but you know, for some of the other, you know, we're Hindus. Yellow is a Hindu. You know, he might have come back. I mean, you know, sometimes it's better just to have the memories. All right. This is going so well for me. And it reminds me of being born all over again. I was there. Anyway, the my father, right? He was an interesting kind of guy.